Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Massachusetts is in line for a storm tomorrow with some snow and rain included in the forecast, depending on your location. For details, we turn to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Hi, Dave.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. And give us the specifics on this Christmas Day storm, please. What does that timeline look like?
Right. So we have a storm system which is going to be developing during Christmas morning. And because it's developing right over southern New England, the stakes are not that high in terms of it being a major blockbuster storm. Most of the heaviest snow is going to be through northern New England. There, there'll be 6 to maybe as much as 9 inches of snow. But here in the Boston area, that rain-snow line is going to be flirting with us first thing in the morning. So it will be raining and snowing depending on exactly where you are. You know, if you start heading west towards the 128 belt, that's where you have a higher likelihood of snow. 495, definitely be seeing some snow in that area tomorrow morning. So we're talking starting around 3 or 4 in the morning and ending tomorrow probably somewhere between 10 in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
What should people in different locations be expecting for accumulation?
So for accumulations tomorrow, let's say that you're in Boston, points to the south, Weymouth, Norwell, even Lynn, Salem, Gloucester, anywhere from just absolutely nothing to a couple of slushy inches. As you get west, Newton, Lexington, on through Framingham, that's where we start ramping up to a coating, maybe 1, 2, 3 inches of snow. As you get further west, the Marlborough, Sudbury, Concord, Millbury, now you're getting into the 3, maybe 4 inches. And then further to the northwest, Worcester County, Gardner, Townsend, Winchendon, and into southern New Hampshire, that's where you're going to get into that 4 to 8 inch amount, some places going a little bit higher up through ski country.
And when and where does wind become a concern?
So winds will start picking up during the day tomorrow as the storm intensifies during the afternoon hours. Winds will be especially gusty from the west. So at first it's going to be a northeasterly wind. Those will be gusting to 20, 30 miles an hour. But in the afternoon, we're talking 30 to 50 miles an hour. The 50 mile an hour gusts would be Provincetown, Wellfleet, down through Yarmouth, the Cape. But as you get into Boston, winds will be gusting over 35 miles an hour at times in the afternoon. It could be some scattered power outages, not because of the snow, but because of the wind.
Dave, it appears that after the precipitation's wrapped up this week, we are in for some intensely brisk and invigorating types of temperatures.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. If you're training for the Boston Marathon, it's going to be tough, especially towards the weekend and the first few days of the new year. Temperatures on Tuesday will stay in the 20s, same thing on Wednesday. But then as we get to Thursday and Friday, probably staying in the teens, I suspect that some areas of northern Massachusetts will stay in the single digits all day or most of the day. It may touch 10 or 11 degrees. And then as we head for first night, it looks cold. There could be another storm this weekend. We'll have to keep an eye on that. And behind that one, if we get it or not, it looks even colder perhaps for the first couple of days of the new year. We could see some sub-zero temperatures even into Boston, depending on if the core of the cold air ends up coming down here or not.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. This is 90.9 WBUR.